say he was better. I look him in the eyes, I see a glassy look. He's not really there, it's a life they took. He no longer cries, no longer sings. Hardly ever laughs, don't do much of anything. But he's much more quiet.
This is Bruce Edwin with the Hollywood Sentinel and Subneural Magazine. I'm speaking here today with artist Chili B coming right up. And hopefully be on the line with us here in a moment.
Hello?
Hello, Chill.
Yes.
Bruce Edwin calling here, Hollywood Sentinel, Subneural.
Hey.
How
What's
are
going
you?
On, buddy?
Oh, lots, buddy. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. I'm recording now, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Excellent. Know your time's valuable, so I thought we'd get right into it. And I just led away with your little clip of your awesome song "To Find Better" in the background here. So, really, really dig that song by you, by the way.
And
absolutely love the work you've done. Now, I've had the pleasure to speak with you a little bit and communicate mostly via email, and of course did a great interview with you, great on your part, a while back. So thank you for that. You've been so busy. It's great to, you know, finally get a minute here with you. You've been touring the world for as long as I can recall here. What's been going on?
Oh, a lot's been going on, man. We've, like you said, we've been touring all over, actually, and just basically getting the message out and just getting the information out using music, and been able to reach a lot of people. We've been to 25 countries now since 2010.
That's huge.
Yeah, so we're just basically getting the message out on the dangers of labeling and drugging children.
Well, as I think you know, and any readers that I've got know about me, that's something that I strongly support. And I think it's a very commendable thing you're doing there. So, absolutely, you know, as I believe the Los Angeles Times, not less than a few years ago, reported, the number one killer in the United States as of a few years ago, according to the LA Times, has not been, not even car fatalities or death by gunshots or, you know, guns, but by prescription drug abuse by the pharmaceutical industry and in the U.S. And I know that statistic is, if not the same, but actually rising. And it's just very, you know, disturbing. So I'm glad someone as yourself with such a strong voice, literally, and the voice as an artist and songwriter is getting this message out. It's very important.
Yes, it is. And as you, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, yeah, as you mentioned, it's probably more needed now than before because the numbers seem to be going up. The pharmaceutical companies are getting more money to do their PR and stuff, and you know, we just gotta, my purpose and my goal is to basically just create a conversation, just put it on the table, just to create dialogue and to also make parents more aware, because from my experience in the last 5 years, most people are not aware. There's a lot of people that are not aware, and just reaching out to them and creating dialogue gave them another alternative and made them really reevaluate what their thoughts were previously, and they are able to make an informed decision. And so if we can do that, just using music, just to raise the awareness level of the general public, then I feel like I'm doing my job, and it's quite rewarding at the same time. And I just feel real blessed and real honored that I have the opportunity to reach out to so many people with my music and to make a difference in their life. You know, we're just trying to make a better planet, and I think this is a contribution I can make.
That's awesome. Yeah, I totally agree, and I commend you for doing that. I was just telling a friend a few days ago that the pharmaceutical industry, and I think, you know, I'm not a fan of Western medicine in general. I do recognize there is some need for it for some people at some point, but I think largely it's the industry is just really corrupt, and I know that a lot of them just actually build, if not all the major ones, build lawsuits into their cost of doing business, and they're just prepared to, when they're unethical and actually lie to the public and put out product that they know kill people, they just consider it a cost of doing business when they get busted. So yeah, it's really disturbing. So, you know, your song detailing this message, I think is really powerful and just a great song. So, and I know you've done some new work. Please tell me about kind of just for our listeners here, please bring us actually back, if you will, to your early days starting now. I know we've got some interesting commonalities in the music industry. For example, like in kind of the industrial rock or even so-called punk rock type world. Can you please tell us about your roots?
Yeah, well, my roots, I came about during the golden age of rap, and yeah. I'm talking mid to late 80s. Are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
For some reason, my phone seems like it's dropping the call, but anyway, I got my start in mid 80s, and
sure.
My stuff was just the fun stuff. I mean, I was highly influenced. I mean, the inspiration for me were, of course, the rappers from New York, or, you know, where it originated.
Yeah.
And I just became a fan and a consumer of rap music for many years. And then I decided that, you know, I had something that I wanted to say that I thought was valuable enough. I just wanted to be able to put it into music form. So I started out doing that. I came to California basically to pursue that.
Sure.
And over the years, you know, I had some ups and downs. I had more ups than downs, though, regarding the music. But it's really difficult when you're going about it on your own with no formal training and no connections in the industry that can take you under the wing and kind of get you in the studio and hook you up with this person and that person. It was just me doing it all layman, all, you know, by just footwork and making mistakes in the process, but learning, find out what works. And you know, duplicate that. So
yeah,
I got up to right around 1990 at the start of the first Gulf War.
Yeah,
I was invited to perform in Berkeley with a couple of bands who I became fans of. One of them was Consolidated, which is an industrial rock band, industrial hip hop, and some great guys.
Definitely.
And also Michael Fronti from Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
Love him.
It was what his band was called before, but now, of course, he's Spearhead.
Yes.
But I performed with these guys, and Grotus, Psychofunkapus, Meat Beat Manifesto out of England, all these guys, you know, I performed there with these guys. And for me, it was a new audience for me, and I really enjoyed it. So we did the San Francisco club scene, the Berkeley scene. I put together a band. And a DJ, so we were actually doing our music live with a DJ backing us up. And I did this up until 1993, 1994 was basically my last show. I decided that I wanted to do something different, and I didn't want to entertain being in the music industry anymore. It was starting to become a little shady, a little seedy, and it's just too much drama, so I was doing voiceover work. So I did a lot of commercials, advertisement for a video game company, which were pretty popular commercials, and did some voiceover work for Partnership for Drug Free America, which won seven Creole Awards, excuse me.
Nice.
And, you know, I was just doing stuff like that, and I said, you know, this is a lot more fun to do this type of stuff. And so I did that. I got out of the music industry, and for 16 years, actually. 16 years of just being a regular, everyday guy and not pursuing the whole music dream. And then in 2005, my youngest son was actually labeled to have ADHD.
Okay.
And he has two older brothers and a younger sister.
Yes.
And no one in the family had it. And I always thought that ADHD was a label, a crutch that they give to kids, is what I thought. You know, I worked in the school's district, and I worked as an after-school program director. I'm also a volunteer basketball coach for 20 years.
Nice.
I've supervised at least 1,000 children, coached at least 1,000 kids.
Wow.
Over this period of time. And so I was noticing that these kids are taking medicine for ADHD. And then I started thinking about my childhood, and I said, well, I don't know of anybody that would take a medication for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
When I was in school, and that wasn't that long ago, you know. And I was
sure.
And I asked my siblings, you know, do you have, out of all the friends that we ever had, do you know of anybody who was labeled ADHD or that were taking any of these drugs for it?
Yeah.
And the answer came back no to everyone.
Okay.
So in 2005, when my son, you know, struggled in a couple of classes in school, and a couple of subjects that he struggled in, and then the other four or five he did great at.
Right.
We were told that he had ADHD and was written a prescription. I recall it being five drugs on this prescription.
Wow.
And I thought that this is quite a bit of medicine to be given a kid.
Yeah.
For one small problem, but the instructions were to pick one. We were supposed to choose whichever one of these drugs we wanted to put him on, and we put him on these drugs for 3 weeks, and then we would bring him back to the doctor and reevaluate him to see how he's doing. And that, you know, I protested that.
Sure.
I started thinking of all the other kids who were giving these pills, and the parents were administering these pills on a daily basis, and I said, what if these parents were being told the same thing, and they didn't ask any questions. They just started putting these pills in their kid's mouth.
Yeah.
But what if that's the case? And so I went and did research, and I found out that has been the case for a long time.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about the parents who lost children. I thought about the children who died or committed suicide as a result of these pills.
Yeah.
And it kind of infuriated me a little bit to the point where I said, you know what? I need to write something now. But it's going to be difficult because all the contacts, the connections I had, I kind of just threw all those cards away and not doing anything for 16 years. It's like, what can I do? And we did Y'all Busted. And
it's great.
We did the video for Y'all Busted. It was all an independent project. We had no budget whatsoever to do it with. I mean, literally no budget.
Wow.
And we were able to do a quality video. And I put it on YouTube. And that's kind of what reintroduced me as a performing artist. And since then, I've been traveling the world. We've been to 25 countries.
That's huge.
Spreading the message, you know, spreading that knowledge out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I continue to do that because I think with what I've been doing in the past 5 years, my responsibility level has grown and to match my purpose. And it just makes me really fired up to just be out there and spread this word throughout the whole land, because this problem is not only in America, it's all over the world.
Exactly. And, unfortunately.
I just feel honored and blessed that I'm able to do that.
Well, that is very, very cool. And I know some of those early, some of those artists you mentioned before, Consolidated, later Spearhead Now, as you mentioned, and a couple others. I know they were some of the other music fans like myself of that genre. No, they were very political and very, very revolutionary in many regards. And I feel that you're still doing that now. So that's very good to see, because the world needs more of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're right too. And I think that's why they called on me to come and guest appear on their set. I mean, they were playing their music, and I was just doing my raps to them. But at the time, my stuff was very socially social. It was a social commentary, basically. In fact, my very first recording ever was a song called Freedom, A Message to the World, and it basically honored Martin Luther King's dream and ideal of racial equality and unity and so on and so forth. And that was really my first time in the studio. That was 1986.
Wow.
And then I did a song right around the time when the Rodney King brutality happened down in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I had some experience with the police departments here, but not, I was fortunate and lucky that I didn't get beat or shot, you know. But I mean, it was really like the whole emotional thing, and they were trying to instigate and provoke me.
Wow.
And some of the things that they said to me, which were of a racial nature.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a song called Born Suspicious, which
wow.
became my EP. And on that song, there was another big song for me, which was called Menace to Society, which predates the movie of the same name.
Yeah.
And anyone that watches the movie and saw my video on Black Entertainment Television, they would know that that movie was basically taking intellectual properties from my video. So
ouch.
Myself, as well as anybody that knows my story and my history,
yeah,
would know that my video basically inspired this movie, which was a good movie. I'm not going to, you know, I just saw it recently, and it is a good movie.
Okay.
But so it was called Menace to Society, and it was on rotation on international television.
Yeah.
Which was great. And, you know, it was kind of in line with what Consolidated was doing.
Sure.
But as a consequence to that, Jello Biafra from Alternative Tentacles was at one of my shows.
Dead Kennedys.
And he liked what I was doing, from the Dead Kennedys. And he liked what I was doing, so he actually took a chance and put my EP out. So my first EP international was on Alternative Tentacles.
Oh, awesome.
From Jello Biafra,
That's great.
It was just a great ride, man, and
it's
been really good. It's been really rewarding. Like you said, it's been good times and bad times, but the good times far outweigh the bad times, and it's just all been a learning experience, and we just continue now to move forward. We're putting out a positive message with that can point out the problems, but also come with a solution.
Definitely.
And I think that's really important to do, and I just feel real... honored to be able to do that.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. And I love that history you've got. Much respect with that. So for those that are new to your work and just having the pleasure to hear you and learn about you, I know you've been touring a lot, and there's a group we both have in common and a lot of respect for, Citizens Commission on Human Rights and CCHR, which helps to fight a lot of these aspects of the abuse of the psychiatric industry and pharmaceutical industry. Aside from that awesome work you're doing supporting them when you do that, I know you're doing other projects as well. How can people see you live? When are they going to see you live outside of that arena?
You know, that's a good question, actually, and that's something I've been working on here for the past 6 months to a year, just to expand and
cool.
do more. Like I said, I was doing the club circuit before, got away from it, and now lately I've been doing this purpose-driven music and supporting CCHR's message, because they do a remarkable job at getting the information out, informing the public, and actually being there as a defense mechanism to help people who have been brutalized or victimized by psychiatry.
Yeah.
And so I would love to continue doing that. But just back in November, recently released a song that is not of a CCHR theme. And it's kind of going back to my roots. And it's really a dance track. A lot of people said it kind of reminds them of Pitbull or Flo Rida. It's that really up-tempo, almost EDM.
Yeah.
So we have this out now that's on iTunes. I have a couple other songs on there that are not CCHR songs, but then I also have, right now, that are in the mix process, there's three more CCHR message songs, if you will, that really address the psychiatric drugging of children and so forth. I have three new ones, which I hope to release sometime before this summer.
Excellent.
And then I have two other new songs, and I'm working on stuff now. It's actually... I was on my laptop working on mixing down a new song now that I demoed up, and I want to see what it sounds like. But constantly staying busy, staying vigilant, staying positive, and continuing to spread the word to try to make this a better world. That's really what I'm here for.
Well, that's awesome. And, when you mentioned you were working on this song, I'm like, oh no, I'm taking away from, time making music. I don't want to deprive more people of that, the speed on that.
No worries whatsoever, man. My day starts real early in the morning, and sometimes it goes over through the night, so there's always going to be time to do that. I really appreciate you thinking about me and giving me an opportunity to speak to you again. It's been a couple of years, and to also give you
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. One more thought I kind of just popped into my head, which I want to, one thing I'm trying to do is give back to artists. And, you know, I've been working in the record music industry for a while, too, as you know. And that is for the new kids, you know, guy, girl starting out. They're just kind of, they get all the mixed messages, don't know where to go, what to do. Maybe some of them do, but some don't. What's your advice to the new recording artist, musician, rapper, singer today to really succeed?
Well, the two things that work for me that I always share, even with my younger counterparts here in town, is I tell them to always be consistent and persistent.
Yeah.
You know, because those are two values that will get you, take you a long way. So be consistent, be persistent.
Yeah.
Always be prepared, because you'll never know when someone will give you that microphone and say, hey, let me see what you can do.
Yeah.
Always have something that you can share with them.
That makes sense.
We need more positivity in the music to counter a lot of stuff that's going on. So if your stuff is positive, I think that's the best. I think that everybody wants to do something positive. It's just that some people are better at doing the things that, you know, incite people. They're a lot better at that than they are doing positive stuff. But not to judge anybody's artwork. And I always try to encourage younger artists is to be positive, have a positive outlook on life.
Yes.
Have the desire to help others.
Yep.
Be persistent, be consistent, stay ready. You know, these are just all things that I try to share with people.
Yeah.
Work for me, and I'm sure it could work for them as well. You know, I tell them the dreams can come true. I mean, I'm actually living my dream now.
Beautiful.
And, you know, and dreams come true, so keep your dream alive. Don't be dissuaded in any kind of way, you know?
Exactly. That's great advice. I love it. Well, Chill, I know you're busy and you're off touring the world again soon here, literally. So I want to thank you for your time, and it's been a real, real pleasure and honor, as always, speaking with you.
Well, thank you too, sir. And I always got time for you. I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy everything that you stand for and what you do as a person and as an activist and everything. And I really just appreciate you thinking about me. And let's stay in touch.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. It means a lot. This has been Bruce Evan with Hollywood Sentinel, speaking with Chilly B. Listeners, viewers, you can go to chilleb.com. That's www.chilleb.com. Check out more of this amazing artist music. Chill, thank you so much again.
Also, Bruce, I also want to give him another. It's a mobile website. It's
please.
It's named Chilly B, chilleb.mobi. That's .mobi. And that'll take you to a very dynamic mobile website. I have keep my stuff updated there. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and support me on iTunes, because I am an independent artist, a true independent artist, which is, as you know, it's a struggle. So anytime you can download something of mine from iTunes, it goes back into my company, which makes it gives me the ability to continue to produce. So I definitely appreciate all of that, and I encourage you to support me in that way, and I will continue to support everyone else out there.
You heard it there, folks. Check it out. And Chill, thank you again. I look real forward to speaking with you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just look them in the eyes and say, define better.